Israel's blockade and inhumane practices continue to take their toll on Gaza's sole freshwater source. According to Gaza's Environment Quality Authority, nearly 90% of the tiny coastal enclave's aquifer is polluted. Among the various chemical pollutants in the Gaza Strip's water are nitrates and chloride. Their levels are three times higher than those recommended by the World Health Organization.
90% of the underground water reserves in the Gaza Strip are polluted and are unfit for human consumption due to continuous Israeli violations against our resources. Nowadays, people can only drink filtered water, which they buy from private filtration stations. Untreated water can only be used for industrial purposes and agriculture only.
Throughout the years, Tel Aviv has continued to infringe on Palestinian water rights, depriving them of clean water, which is a basic human right guaranteed by the international human rights law. During their numerous aggressions on Gaza, Israeli forces bombed sewage treatment plants, causing raw sewage to seep into the aquifer and therefore polluting it.
The bombings of on Gaza Strip in areas where the aquifers are, which has led to polluting of the water and mudslides into the aquifers, meaning that they are left purely with a very small amount of water. And of course, people have to drink even when they know that it's going to be harmful for them and their children.
In a report released by the UN in 2012, the lack of clean water was referred to as the greatest immediate concern in the impoverished coastal enclave. According to Palestinian officials, the Israeli water company Mikorot has been digging wells along the eastern borders of Gaza in recent years and stealing water from the Gaza Strip's aquifer.
Israel not only stole our water during the occupation of Gaza, which lasted until 2005, but it continues to steal our water by digging dozens of wells near the eastern border with Gaza and tapping into our aquifer. Israel steals our water, and the aquifer is replenished with salty, undrinkable water from the sea.
The consumption of polluted water poses serious health risks throughout the tiny coastal sliver. According to human rights organizations, depriving the Palestinians of their water resources is a clear breach of international law. Ashraf Shannon, Trace TV, Gaza.